What's going on, everybody? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read and irresponsibly speculate through all of the internet clickbait garbage so you don't have to.
Oh my goodness, we sure are.
What do we have today?
You know what? Special, right? Pat, I was thinking this is a great time to do another installment of the WTF Award.
Yeah, I like these ones.
So this is the segment where we compare three different WTF pieces of content from the internet, and we decide which is the most WTF.
Out of all of them, yeah.
Out of the three.
I'm game. Let's do it.
All right. So the very first one, this comes to us from femalefirst.co.uk.
That's one of our favorite sites.
It really is. A chicken was found living in a bathroom. Now, it doesn't say a chicken was found in a bathroom. It says a chicken was found living.
Was it a personal bathroom? Was it the gas station bathroom?
Nope.
Was it the bathroom at a KFC?
It was an actual house in Bristol.
So, like, when they came in to take the children away, they noticed there was a chicken living in the bathroom as well, too.
It shouldn't be funny, but it,
because that's the only way I would think that the government would know that there was a chicken living in your bathroom.
Oh, my God. I think you're right, because it says officers found the bird perched on the bathtub when they went in for a drug raid. I think you're spot on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, just like there was the one guy that was in Michigan who had the alligator.
Oh, I forgot about that guy.
Yeah, when they went in to raid the house, there was an alligator in there. This dude just had a chicken.
Which,
do you think it was like a cockfighting chicken, maybe?
Oh, I bet you're right. Or a cockfighting rooster. That's not a security pet. That's not something that you're going to use to protect the cocaine.
And why? You know, unless it has like little blades or something.
Do you remember the one time that we discussed the meth squirrel?
Yeah.
The guy was actually giving the squirrel meth and training it to fight.
Teaching it karate.
Yeah, it was like a Chuck Norris squirrel.
Yeah, so maybe he's doing that with the chicken.
That's the only thing I can think. So the cops...
Pit bulls are illegal in the county, so he had to go with a chicken.
Yeah. So the cops seized the fowl, and they brought it to local police station, and it has now thankfully been rehomed at a chicken sanctuary that is designed specifically for poorly treated chickens.
Yeah, that's like when you have the orphanage for the mistreated kids and stuff like that. Somebody always gets them together and puts them together into a superhero team or something. Same thing with the chicken. It's going right into cockfighting.
Yeah, yeah. Someone always diddles those kids, as Glenn would say. So,
the chickens?
Well, that one guy we talked about the one day. Remember the guy with the making the chicken porns?
Yeah, that guy. That guy was special.
It was, what's that podcast called? And Chicken and Drugs?
Yeah, that guy.
You guys, seriously, you got to listen to And Chicken and Drugs. It is.
fully understand what we're
talking
about.
That's a WTF award itself.
So that was just living in the guy's bathroom.
Bathroom.
That's not too what the fuck.
But how weird would that be?
Why wouldn't you just build something outside for the chicken? Like a chicken coop?
Well, I was leaning towards you're going in to take a dump and you have this rooster staring directly at you.
Right, because I'm pretty sure the house wasn't, I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure that it didn't have multiple bathrooms in it. It must have. Or do you think the people were just using an outhouse outside and the chicken was just living in the bathroom?
There's so many questions and so few answers.
There's a lot going on.
The first WTF is the chicken found living in the bathroom. And being that the police knew it was living there, I'm guessing it must have been a lot of bird shit. Probably like a thing
of
food.
Hay thrown around.
Yeah, yep. Bathtub full of hay, something. Now, the next
chicken
thing
we... Chicken feed everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. The next thing we have is investigation launched after pilots drew a penis in the sky.
I mean, does it really need an investigation? Does it? We all know why he drew a penis in the sky.
Well,
because he drew a penis in the sky with his jet plane.
Yeah. Why else do you draw a penis in the sky other than to draw a penis in the sky?
It's the same reason the guy drew the penis on the bathroom wall.
Uh-huh. So two
pilots.
But this
is in the sky with a plane.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is actually two pilots in Russia. They changed the flight's path so they could draw a gigantic penis in the sky. And it is believed to be a bizarre act of solidarity. With a football player who was suspended after photos of him masturbating were shared online.
Oh.
So
who has videos of themselves masturbating?
I know. I also thought, like, who has a cock in the bathroom?
Yeah, who has a cock living in the bathroom? Who has a guy? I don't have any videos of myself beating off saved or even recorded in general anywhere. Mm-mm. How hard is it not to have a video of yourself beating off?
Well, Pat, we...
In the cloud.
We were... technology-less when we were growing up. So that might be the one and only reason why there isn't weird videos of us surfacing anywhere, because it didn't exist back then.
Well, I'm not saying I would have done it then either, though.
I mean, kids are dumb. He's a high school football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, these Russia pilots, they are under investigation for drawing this massive wing. It's like
dicks out for Harambee.
Yes, yes.
That's... But this is how they did it in the sky. I mean, at least, you know, when they're taking a stand, they're taking a stand.
Do you want to guess how long it took these pilots to create this cock and balls?
I'm going to have to say 25 minutes.
It was literally 20 minutes.
Oh, nice.
You are spot on.
Right, so I mean, come on. It took a stand. It's funny. Wouldn't you? I would want to do that at least once. I just don't understand, because it looks like there's a cock and balls, but there's like...
No, there's a really super nice cock and balls. That is correct. But
then there's like a hemorrhoid or something underneath the balls.
What Pat is referring to is... Oh, see, I was looking at it from a different perspective. I thought it was the cock and balls, and I thought it was a three-dimensional view this way. And then I thought the bump was on the top. Okay, basically, what we're trying to explain to you is there's three balls. That's what we're trying to explain to you. It looks like
there's three balls.
There are three balls. So it's hard to decipher.
I'm sure they couldn't have done both of those circles flying that close to each other, so they had to make a little trip around so it made the third testicle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe that's what the investigation is for.
The third
testicle.
Is to
figure out what that third ball is.
Is it cancerous? That's right. What we need you to find out. You might need to
have that checked out.
Yeah. So between the chicken living in the bathroom and the three nut dick in the sky, which one do you think is more WTF?
The chicken living in the bathroom. Because they're just drawing cocks in the sky.
For a reason, though. They're trying to support. Yeah,
they're taking a stand.
But do we genuinely know that? Or is this what the cops decided? Maybe they just wanted to draw a dick in the sky.
Maybe it is. Maybe a three-testicle dick and balls.
I will give them this. If they were really trying to stand in solidarity with the football player who masturbated on camera that ended up being shared online. Shouldn't they have drawn
also a hand on that shaft up there masturbating in the sky? Or like
number 47. Right. This is for number two.
Or a picture of a laptop on the other side of it. Where's the solidarity in just the dick?
Yes.
I feel like they only get any half of it right.
Yeah, it's like Franklin Panthers, number six. Yeah, like they're not really trying that hard. Is that how you feel?
20 minutes, I guess.
Yeah, it's quick and easy.
It's like they made half a statement.
It's a quickie dick.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It's still a half a statement.
Okay, so we are officially going to say the
chicken in the bathroom.
All right.
Why wouldn't you have it outside?
Yeah,
what the fuck is it in the bathroom for?
This is WTF.
Yeah, what the fuck is it in the bathroom for?
Especially if you're selling drugs. See,
my guess is they also didn't have water in the house, so the bathroom was then pretty useless. So they had an outhouse outside, and then they got a chicken and just kept it in the house.
Or they're just going totally R. Kelly and just shitting directly in buckets.
Yeah, they could have been doing that, too.
That was a thing. That actually happened.
He had plumbing, though.
Yeah, but...
These guys, I think the water might be shut off, and they didn't want to build a chicken coop in the backyard. That's the only way that would make any sense.
If your water was shut off and you're also slinging dope, would you want a chicken out of all pets?
Fresh eggs, bro.
Oh, that is true.
That's some good stuff, them fresh
ones. But you would need a rooster. You would need two of them.
No, she just makes eggs, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think they just make them on their own.
Yeah, if they don't fertilize them, they still like pass them. You
can still eat it?
Yeah, you don't eat fertilized ones.
Huh. I have so much to learn, apparently. I will
products
be,
of public school.
I will
right.
be Googling yeah, this you shit. You eat
unfertilized eggs. If you had a fertilized ones, you'd open up and be a baby chicken.
That's
in
happened
there.
Before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that just ruins it's it so, forever, it, doesn't
oh,
it?
Oh, my God. You're not even hungry after
you're
that.
You're just like. Mm.
Totally not hungry.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, so now we have chicken versus. This is really freaking crazy, okay?
I like the headline.
This says. New steak grown from human cells is technically not cannibalism.
Please tell me how this is not cannibalism.
According to ladbible.com. So this says.
It's like eating a test tube baby is not cannibalism because I grew it in a test tube.
Oh, I know. It's this is. So this says the steak can be grown from cells scraped from the inside of your cheek, which are fed serum from old donated blood. Oh, my God. Old donated blood.
So they pump the donated blood into your cheek cells.
The end result is meat in the form of mini steaks. Like mini meaning tiny steaks, which does not harm animals. So just
but
to
you're
clarify.
But you're eating your own cheeks.
No, they're taking your cheek and someone else's donated blood and mixing that together and it produces
and
a little
it.
Steak. Correct.
No, it's not a steak.
Oh,
it's a chunk of meat.
Oh my God. Oh my God, Pat. It says,
how is it not cannibalism if it's
Pat,
from a person?
Pat, it gets worse. Each starter kit comes
oh, it
with,
gives it to you to do it at home?
Comes with tools and ingredients as well as instructions that allow you to create and culture your own cells and blood into meat that become mini steaks without harming animals.
Oh. It's, but you're eating just chunks of yourself.
Yourself. Ah! Oh, this for eating one, yourself.
Oh, man. This one's already got it for me.
Oh, my
God. It is so cannibalism.
Oh, my God. But if you're eating yourself, is it still cannibal?
Yeah, because you're
eating, not eating someone
you're
else.
You're eating human flesh. Just because you're growing it outside of your body, it doesn't mean it's not
but
human
like, I mean,
flesh.
People pick their nose and eat scabs and creepy stuff. I know it's gross, but this is gross too.
Yeah, this is gross. They're like, oh you just got to reach in and scrape the inside of your taint, and then you can grow your own steak.
But you still need the blood.
Yeah, you need to like, bleed
into it. Oh, wait. There's an alternative. Hang on. There's an alternative.
Oh, is there now?
Yeah. You can also get blood from calf fetuses.
Oh yeah, okay.
And that can come in your kit.
You get blood bags in with calf fetuses.
God, don't.
How is this not hurting? This is just
no. It doesn't hurt animals because you're eating yourself.
But you're eating calf blood and fetuses that you're.
Well, that's the add-on. That's the priority shipping.
But isn't that then made from animals? I don't know. Would you come over and eat if I was like, hey, I made these mini steaks. I grew them myself.
Oh my God.
You're eating the inside of my cheek I grew in a lab.
That would be so freaking creepy.
It would be. You have a dinner party and serve them chunks of your own flesh.
The hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, God, yeah. And they're not even like, okay, so the picture of these are, they look microscopic.
You know what it looks like? Honest to God, the way the picture
shows. They're
so
tiny.
Yeah, it looks like a little tiny hors d'oeuvre that you would take with a toothpick, but it looks blood red, like
inside of your cheek.
Don't say that.
It does. It looks like the inside of your cheek. You ever bite the inside of your cheek? That's what it looks like.
No, to me,
and there's these little chunks of your cheek.
To me, it looks like a little red candy of some kind.
Even though it's all squishy.
Oh, it probably is.
Oh, dude,
probably smells like breath.
Dude, you literally culture the inside of your cheek and grow it. In a petri dish, and then you dine upon it. Could you imagine somebody serving that? Because they have them next in the picture. They have them next to forks and knives, and what they look incredibly small,
very small.
And when they have them all zoomed in, it looks like a piece of your cheek.
In terms of size, my guess would be it's probably the size of one of those like little peppermint breath mint candies you get when you're at a restaurant. No, like bigger than a Tic Tac. I mean, don't you think it's like. The peppermint
it's
size.
Like fruit snack size.
Like a dime quarter.
Like a fruit snack. Like a gusher.
Nickel. Let's just go with nickel.
Okay.
It's
a chunkier cheek.
Oh!
What that
stop
is.
Stop saying that.
It is. So I'm pretty sure the winner of this
Yeah.
What the
we
fuck
We don't
award?
Even gotta.
It's
we
not
don't.
Even close.
It I is, was trying to find the price on this.
Find it. Are there any reviews on it?
Oh,
because
oh
I don't give
God.
A shit what the PR team's telling me.
If there are a review on this from anybody, we need to block them. Like, it doesn't matter who they are. We need to permanently block them from everything.
Yeah, since
I
we already
don't
know
want
that
them in my
this
life.
Story won the award today, let's look up and see if there's any reviews.
Okay, hang on. I like how they try to tell you that it's okay.
Though it's a paid advertisement. It was a clickbait article.
People are asking, is it ethical? It's like,
you're eating your own face.
If that's okay with you, are you ethical?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Tell me how ethical you feel after eating your own face.
But, okay, would you rather eat your own cheek or mine? Okay.
I would, if I was down to eat my own cheek, I would have to try yours at least and be like, man, you got better cheeks than I do. Can I get a little bit of that cheek?
So like we
and then
could
just like
we
get your little scrape in there.
Oh, so like you could meet someone.
Oh yeah,
you could go on a date
and then
you
when
could
while they're
say,
sleeping or passed out, yep. You could get in there and rub in a Q-tip on the cheek and then just grow
20-30 steaks.
Their face meat.
Oh my God!
In your house, and then you could eat
Ted
little
Bundy
steaks.
Would be so
oh my God,
fucking
maybe
proud
he
right
wouldn't
now.
Be such an yeah. asshole. What if he just did this? The future did not come fast enough for this man.
Oh, this is just disgusting.
Have you found any reviews yet?
It says 900 to 700 per liter, but I don't think that
what,
is
that's
actually...
The, is that the kit that they're giving you
I
that's
think
900?
That might be the blood if you're going to buy the cow blood or
the
calf
fetus,
blood.
The calf
fetus
blood.
The calf fetus blood, which is even more creepy. I cannot...
And they give you a pentagram and a couple candles and you just sit outside yes. and burn some sage while you're doing
yes.
this? Like, what the fuck?
Yes. So people are apparently really upset over this. So it looks like...
I don't feel like I'm the only one.
It looks like that they do not currently have it on the mainstream market. I don't think...
The human steak
Let
kit
me,
creation.
It's...
Gacy.
It's not steak. Yeah, Gacy. That's yeah. Spot on. Spot on, my friend.
You wouldn't have had to, you know, just...
Oh my God, is the website called Our Chef? Oh, that's even more disgusting.
O-U-R-O.
Our O-R- chef?
Aurora. It's got to be some.
It's our. O-U-R. O chef.
Whoa. All right. Oh!
Oh! Just loaded. Oh, my
oh
God,
my
you
God.
Guys. Okay. So the website of OUROCHEF.com.
Your cultured self, it says on the front.
The photo on the website banner
looks like brains.
It looks like body parts just chopped up. Oh my God, they sell consumables.
Oh, you put them in those little shapes. They give you the little cookie cutter shape things to grow them out of.
This is really painful. Okay, so...
Oh, they have their Instagram.
Trying to find the price, and it redirected me to Instagram. This is disgusting. I don't know how much more of this I can look
what
at.
What, do you just fry them up and eat it? Like, how... There's so little. What the actual fuck for real, though?
It is so bad. You guys have to go look at this. You have to look at this. Okay, so they win the WTF.
Absolutely, they do.
Wait, they have 8 likes. Let me see if they have any comments.
Oh, my God. October 2019.
Okay.
And they've only got 8 likes.
They have 2 comments. The first one said vile. The second one said disgusting. The third one says, you guys are sick and disturbed. The fourth one says, yeah, of course. Everyone's going to get together and eat each other. LOL. But honestly, it's not really funny because...
That's what's happening.
That's what's actually happening.
And they're selling it.
They are. Oh, there's a lot more comments, actually. Cannibalism. I smell Billy Gates.
Yeah.
Only for the elite. Well, I don't think this is very elite, to tell you the truth.
This is how they
eat
the babies.
Here we go. Crisp Melon on Instagram wants to know when it's available to purchase.
I'm hungry.
So there's one.
That's what he says.
There's one person right there.
Dude,
that is
this is how
totally
bad.
Freaking down.
4 likes on their other one. 9 likes. These things are like a year and a half, 2 years old.
On a different post, Nunya World wants to know why they're in this shape. Not even concerned that you're
eating
your
own
cheek.
Face.
Yeah. Only concerned about the shape. So, not cool. Oh, and now we have another one. This is Cat PPL 999 wants to know if they can private message. Yeah. Wow. This is freaking disturbing. This is really disturbing. 280 followers.
Read the tagline.
Oh, okay. It says, your cultivated self.
Sustainably, ethically, and consensually sourced cultivated foods.
It's so bad. 280 followers.
Let's find out who these people are.
Millennial engineer. Looks like a chick. Chantel, Victoria, Emily.
Are all about eating faces.
A lot of girls. Anna, Kevin, Sam. Could go either way. We don't know.
Would you eat yourself?
No, Pat. Like,
would you eat me?
No. I mean,
if
it was just you. Oh,
if I just cooked it for you, I'm like, here's me. It's a piece of me.
Here's a meatball. You want a little meatball?
Yeah, right.
It's a meatball.
Right.
It's a meatball.
Ew. That's all I know.
Oh, you got to take us out. So WTF award. Oh,
that's weird.
Our O-Chef, you freaking win.
Our
you
O-Chef.
Win. Yeah. Blah. You win hands down.
And I can see with only a couple likes on their shit, and it hasn't been up since, it's been up for 2 years, I can tell that it's probably lost all of its funding, and they're now out of here. But that is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to drop us a text message or a voicemail, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything, and we will see you
next week. We are so sorry. We're so sorry.
Hopefully, if not, we might start doing barbecue. You want to come over for a barbecue?
So the name of the steak is the Our Wait, what is this? Our Burrowis Steak.
Our Burrowis.
Like they're trying to knock off Outback Steakhouse.
Our Burrowis.
Oh, yeah.